We are up to the Gemara. Pei Zayin Amud Beis, the end of the Mishnah of the Gemara. Now, again, just want to point out that the Gemara at the beginning will try to find a biblical source that one aid is Neman. The Gemara will work on it for about an Amud, and at the end come out that there is no biblical source. But at this point, the Gemara is still approaching. We know the Maskana already. We learned the Mishnah. We explained the Maskana. But, at least somewhat. But the Gemara at this point is going to be looking for a biblical source. The one aid is trustworthy. We trust an aid. Crack the Gemara. Midikani seifa nisa shaloi v'shus obeida ambutaris liyam zelai. Since the seifa says she got married without permission, she can go back to her first husband. Which means shaloi v'shus bezin, without a special waiver of bezin, ela be'edim, only because of edim. Mechlal, the resha b'shus bezin ube'ed echad. Must be that the first part of the Mishnah, talking about bezin, gave her permission based on the testimony of one aid. Al me'ed echad neman. That means the Mishnah is telling us that if an aid echad comes to bezin, bezin will allow her to get married.
That's plural.
It's not plural. They're not answering why it's plural. No, Bezin doesn't tell her husband died. The Eid Echad said the husband died. Bezin reacts to that. Maybe that's why it's plural. Maybe. Right. Alma Eid Echad Neman. Utanan, Nami. And there's a Mishnah later on. Hugzuku Lias Masiyim Eid Mipi Eid. We even allow, usually, testimony has to be direct testimony. A witness testifying he saw something. Here, by this, we allow a witness who heard from another witness. Isha mipi isha. We allow a woman who comes in and says, I heard it from a different woman. Eved mipi, isha mipi eved mipi shivcha. We even allow if the source is an eved kanani or shivcha kananis who have no connection to being witnesses in halacha. But if a woman comes in and says, this shivcha told me that Reuven died, that she saw Reuven dead. Again, it goes back to someone who saw it, but we don't have to hear it from the person who saw it, the Mishnah says later on. We are willing to rely on a second-hand testimony, and a second-hand testimony that's not even kosher edus anywhere else. Women, avadim, shvachas, almein echa mehemen. That means we trust one witness without the laws of witnesses. Mishnah saying that. Utananami. Right. And we have a Mishnah also that supports the concept that an aid is believed. Aid Akharaim Rachal to Chalev. An aid walks over to somebody and says, I saw you eating that piece of Chalev. You are Chayev a carbon. You didn't mean to do it, but you ate it. I saw it. Wemeloy Chalti, the guy denies it. Putter. He doesn't bring a carbon. Taimedamer Loy Chalti. It's because he denies it. Well, Ishtik Mehemet. But if he kept quiet, the aid would be believed, and he would bring a carbon. Al Me'ed Echad Mehemet, so we see from all these places that we trust one witness. Not only do we trust the witness, but we don't even need the regular halakhas of testimony. It can be a woman. It can be a woman who heard from a woman. It can be a woman who heard from an Eved or a Shivcha. As long as somebody comes into Bezin and tells us testimony that they know based on someone who saw the deceased, that person passed away, we believe it.
Only wrong with the specific case of a woman being
innocent. At this point, we're looking for deraisa. We compare it to an edachot coming and saying, you ate chaylo, and the guy brings a carbon. That's nothing to do with any guna. So we see that an edachot is powerful enough to be trusted. Right? Now, not by money, but by these things, we trust an edachot. But the rights to Minolam. Where in the world do we see a hint in the Torah that one aid has this power? The Torah says, Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. The Torah talks about two witnesses. And here, we have many proofs that we're relying on a witness, and even witnesses that are usually not witnesses, we rely on. And again, the Gemara at this point is approaching it. We have to forget what we know from yesterday. The Gemara is approaching, this is biblical law. If it's biblical law, it's got to have a source in the Bible. Where is that source?
So what we're saying right now is that if one aid tells someone you ate chayla, yes, we're a corbin.
Yes.
Now, when you offering that korban, that is a korban. It's not a korban.
No, it's a chatos.
Okay, so that means we're going into the base of mikdash of the chatos.
Based on the testimony of one egg,
so
correct.
The modus of that, which is a person does that as time meets them, right? If you're not.
He's not going to whoever brings the carbon, mock him
okay.
The carbon, yeah.
So, out of that, you're telling me, but to take money from someone that you can't do?
Correct. You just heard it here. At least at this point in the Gemara. We are not at the Maskana. But at this point in the Gemara, that's true. Yes. Again, I want to stress, we're not at the end of the Gemara. We're not posketing Shilas yet. We're just trying to figure it out. At the end, we will come to a different conclusion. Yes?
If you deranged for a child, is that testimony?
No. Because they are lack of bali das. It's a question of trust. We trust the woman. The Torah gives halakos her regular edus that it can't be a woman. But it's not because we don't trust her. Because there is a kasuv. Here, the Torah allows a woman. A cotton, cherish right to the cotton, the Torah is not a bar das, it's not capable, not reliable. We can't trust not reliable people. There's a shiloh whether we trust a person who has a record of stealing and lying.
Gambling.
That's questionable. Gambling, we would trust him, but that's only rabbinic. But I'm not going to get involved in that. But that, yes, that is a discussion also. Because, again, we can't trust people who aren't reliable. We can only trust people who are reliable. We assume people are reliable unless we know differently. The Kiddush over here is we're willing to trust people who don't meet the criteria of being witnesses, not because reliability issues, but because the Torah doesn't allow them to be witnesses. And here, the Torah does allow them to be witnesses. That's what we're saying.
Allowing the ethics to be an aid?
Yes.
Well,
she can't be better than the original source.
That's what I'm wondering about here. It sounds like they believe she's an aid if she hears it from the Ebbet. Why didn't they just say the Ebbet can testify it?
I think the Mishnah is trying to tell us even bigger. You have a double postulatus. A woman from an Ebbet.
So can we infer that an Ebbet would be okay?
I think so, yes. At least that's the way I understood it.
Otherwise, it makes no sense to me. Why would her filter from the Ebbet make it better?
That's what I'm saying. Rashi, Ha'ishtik Mehemen, V'la'imina Chulun Lazara Kamaisi. And we don't say he's bringing Chulun Lazara. Okay, question. How do we know this? Midaraisa Minalan. Where is the source in Chumash? Netanya. So we're going to try to find the source. And again, I want to put out this fact. At the end of the day, we're not going to find the source. We're not going to find the source. But at this point, we're looking for a source. The Tanya. The Torah says that a person brings a chatas when his sin becomes known to him. He has to know it on his own. Not if others inform him. That's the braisa. And the braisa continues. I would think that even if he doesn't deny the witness, he's pater. Right? Again, the Braisa starts off saying that it has to be something he knows on his own, not he's informed by others. But then the Braisa qualifies that. Says, what if he doesn't argue with the witness? What if he doesn't deny what the witness said? I don't know what the extra words are here. Maybe article says. But whatever it is, we have a drasha that says that even if he's informed, he does bring a chatas. It says that he has to know it on his own. That means he doesn't deny it. That's what the braisa is saying. Does article explain what the drasha is?
Passive verb implies the person needs to remember his sin. Maybe he's made aware of the sin.
Yeah. Ayahida Elov means he's made aware from another source. I hear. Okay. I don't know what the original drasha is. Meaning we're using the same words that it has to be that he knows on his own, and then we're saying he can find that from somebody else. I'm not sure exactly how that fits into the words. there an explanation there? Am I missing something? I am missing something. That's one of our two helps me. Beginning we're saying it means he has to know on his own, but then we're saying he can be informed by others. I guess Eilof means that he has to come to the realization on his own, and Yehoida seems to imply he can get the information from somebody else. Crack the Gemara. Hey Chidami, what is the case? Eloi Medasu Trey, but like Makkush Lahu. If the case is talking about two witnesses came, and he doesn't deny them, Krol Omeli, why do I need a pasuk? Why would I think that you don't bring a carbon? Two witnesses are telling him he did something. That's the best evidence you can have. How can you say that you have I need a pasuk to tell me he brings a carbon? We know the fact. The fact established. He ate chaylev.
What did he do?
He ate chaylev.
No, what?
The loy kamat kishluhu, and he does not argue with them. Krol Omeli.
Two Adam
come in and say, you ate Caleb. And he says, so why shouldn't he bring a carbon? The fact is established. What do I need a pussy for? We kill people by two witnesses.
There's no
finish
in that case.
Exactly, I don't need a pussy for that.
I have two Adam.
What?
I have two Adam from other places. There's no reason to think two Adam.
I don't need a plastic to say this. It's self-evident.
Two Adam, we know that two Adam.
They give him a straw, right?
No, two Adam.
He knows.
Carbon doesn't need a straw. Carbon is a shagig.
You said you kill him. I mean, if you have two Adam. That's
again,
a straw.
Again.
If two Adam help for that. Killing, two Adam are going to help for.
Correct. At least for this case, yes. We're not finished yet. Like usual, we're middle of a Gemara. But correct. And Baruch Meisher was just saying that if two Adam say he ate Chaylev, he brings a carbon. He obviously didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but that's not Hayde Eilof. Then he knows from the witnesses. Maybe he didn't know.
Oh, they're always believed. This fact is this. Hold. The Brisa said Hayde Eilof, but then continued and said that if he doesn't argue with them, he does bring a carbon, even though he hears it from somebody else. Right? So again, how you see both things in the pasuk was my problem a minute ago. But the Brisa is clearly stating that if he doesn't deny it, he brings a carbon based on other people informing him. Now, who informed him? Two witnesses? I don't need a pasuk. That's evidence. That's fact.
And if he would have said,
Let's give the Gemara. I'm not going to answer these questions because the Gemara is going to explain all this. Elulavchad must be talking about one witness told him. And the Brisa is saying that if he hears it from one witness and doesn't argue, he does bring a carbon. The pasuk is telling me a chiddush. The chiddush has to be a case that I would not have figured out on my own. I know two witnesses are believed. Obviously, the Brisa is telling me that one witness makes you bring a carbon. So here is the pasuk telling me the power of a witness to make a person bring a carbon. This is a source that one aid has power when it's not monetary things. We see that clearly because the pasuk says, you found out, you sinned. Now, it has to be found out, right? And that's a chiddush, that even though you found it out from others, you bring a carbon. Who are the others? Two aidim? I don't need a pasuk. Two aidim establish everything. Must be the pasuk is telling me that if one aid tells you, and you don't argue, you don't bring a carbon. You bring a carbon. Now, if you argue, that means you're not accepting the fact. If you're not accepting the fact, then you cannot bring a carbon. Because it has to be that you recognize you sinned. You don't recognize you sinned, you don't recognize it. But if you agree, if you don't argue, that means you're accepting the testimony of the witness. You know, now you bring a carbon, even though it's based on one witness. Shema minay elecha nema. The Gemara responds, who says it's because of his belief? Maybe the lack of reaction is what tells me he's believed, because you're admitting. Keeping quiet is a tacit admission. Maybe it's not the power of the one witness. It's the fact that you heard something and you're not denying it. That means you admit it. And that's why you're chayev. It's not the aid. It's your admitting that it's true. Stika kaida. Whenever you keep quiet when somebody tells you something, it's that you admitted it. And maybe in a konami. Maybe if you say, I don't believe you. You're talking don't bring a carbon. It's because you're keeping quiet. That means you're accepting this as fact. That's why you bring a carbon, because stika is kaida. Not because the aid echad makes you. It's because you admitted it. You're not denying it. Well, again, so we have no proof that it's the power of the aid. We have a proof it's the power of your admission. Rashi. Inem trei amr le'achal techelov. V'chiloi makish le'meheman. Alma aid echad meheman be'etzev ehetzer. One aid is believed. The kamaisi chatas apume. You're bringing chatas by his testimony. Kavanish. Umisakla that gets eaten. The Eloi Meheman, if he's not believed, Hecha Misakla, Dumachula Bazarin in him. And the Gemara's answer is, Stika Kaida. Yes.
The person comes to Bezdin.
You know, says, don't paskin anything yet.
We're not. Bezdin says, you know what, I went and ate Caleb accidentally. Is he bringing carbon?
Absolutely. That's the case of carbon.
So what's this telling me any better?
That even though he doesn't know it on his own, somebody told him, that's considered enough to bring a carbon.
That's enough to... What's he bring a carbon for?
Eating Caleb. Eating Caleb.
Even though he didn't know.
Right.
But he didn't deny it either.
Did not.
But if you deny it, that there's only one other person that could have been, is that not Russian hard?
No, you have to protect yourself. That's fine. You don't bring a carbon because you don't want to say you didn't do it. You didn't do it. It's a question of Russian hara. Only gets involved, first of all, if a guy did something b'shagig, we don't consider it Russian hara. Number one. Number two is, that person might deny he didn't do it either. I mean, your denial doesn't establish fact. Your denial just says that you don't go by it. Go say. Zok de Gemara Teda. I can even prove to you that it's not the power of the aid, but it's the power of the admission. The Kani Sefer. Amru Shnayim Achal Techelev. Two people told him he ate Chelev. Uoim Achelev, Aloy Achalti, Pater. And he denies it. Two people come in and say, we know you ate chalav. And the guy says, no, I did not. Putter. He doesn't bring a carbon. We don't know why yet. Remeir Mechayev. And Remeir says, yes, he does. Abba Remeir, Kalvah Chaymer. In the view, Shnaim Lidei Misa Chamura Leviyu Lidei Carbon Akal. If two people kill him, they can't make him bring a carbon? Two people come in and said he was Makal Shabbos and we warned him. We kill him. He can scream all he wants that he didn't do it. So if two people come in and say, hey, Caleb, we're not going to make him bring a carbon? Amrulay, so the Rabbanon answered him, Ma'am Yirtzulaymer Mezer Ayisi. The Machoik is how to understand this line. I'm going to explain it like Rashi. Because he could always say, I didn't eat it B'shagig. You can always look at the Adam and say, it wasn't b'shagig, I don't bring a carbon. You can't force a person to bring a carbon because he has a migul. He could have said, I ate it b'mezer. He wouldn't have gotten punished because there's no wasra. And he wouldn't bring a carbon because he would have said it's amazing. So you can't force a person to bring a carbon because he could have gotten out of the carbon in a different way. And since he could have gotten out of the carbon in a different way, we don't make him bring a carbon. That's what the Rabbanan say. When a guy says, two Edim come in and say, the guy was Mechal Shabbos, Bemezit, Yitzchai Mista, he has no way out. There's no response he could give that could get him off the hook. Here, he has a response that would have gotten him off the hook. Therefore, when he denies it, he also doesn't bring a carbon.
Okay.
Two people come in and said, we warned him. We warned him. Let me just finish. Two people say, we warned him. He said he doesn't care. There's no response he can have to get out. Therefore, we listen to the Edom. Here, the Edom are saying, you ate Chalev. He has two responses he could give. I mean, he could be admitted, but he's not. He can say, yeah, I did, but made it. He wouldn't get punished because nobody warned him, and he wouldn't bring a carbon. They don't know whether he knew or not. They're saying, you did it by mistake. How do they know if he did it by mistake? Or he could say, I didn't do it. So the Rabbanim say, since he has a response that would get him out of a carbon, he's believed to get out of a carbon. That's what Rabbanim say. And Rameir says, bottom line is, he's going against witnesses. We don't believe a person against witnesses. That's the Machlokes. Now, Baruch Meisha is asking, ain't other Mesa Matzma Rasha, a person's not allowed to make himself. Yeah, but that's not, he's saying, I don't want to bring a carbon. I don't want to bring a carbon. I don't want to be Ivor Nisser. I was amazing. He's being a tzaddik. If he would listen to the Edom and bring a carbon, he would be Ivor Nisser. He's saying, you're right, Edom, I ate Chalev. I don't want to bring a carbon. It would be an Aveira to bring for me if you bring a carbon. It's not making himself a Rasha. That's trying to keep himself from doing an Aveira.
But he's admitting that he did something amazing.
Again, what is this person's... Well, let's say he did do a amazing. What was he supposed to do now? Bring a carbon when he knows it's Chulun Bazara?
Oh, I hear. I mean, if he did it b'shegig, then just bring the carbon then to get himself off. Okay.
You're asking a kasha l'maisa. Two Edom walk in and say, you ate Chalev b'shegig. He looks at them and says, I did it b'mezid. What do you want to do now? What do you want to do now? I don't want to bring a carbon. I don't want to be Ivor Chulun Bazara. You fellows want me to do another Aveira. That's not Mason Atzma Rasha. That's Mason Tavatarik. He's trying to save doing another Aveira.
Well, what was the fact?
We don't know.
Table?
He has that option. Therefore, if he says, I didn't eat it, we don't make him bring a carbon. That's what the Gemara says. Now, others argue. They say, the bottom line is he's going against Edom, which is what Rameir is saying. But that's how Rashi explains the Rabbanim. Yes.
Is he after
a Makabalist? Yes.
If he's not
a Makabalist,
then it's
Shogeg? No, that is amazing without Asra. Not a Shogeg. We don't do anything. It's up to the Rabbanim.
So she
doesn't
bring Korban.
He can't. He wasn't a Shogeg.
He was not a Makabalist on purpose.
I don't know why he wasn't Makabal. That's not our point.
But that could be his getting out of being a Korban by saying, yeah, I heard you give me Asra, but nevertheless...
Again, they didn't give him Asra in this case. To wait him come in and say, we saw you eat Chalev by mistake. And he's saying, no, I did it on purpose.
Even if they would have given him Asra...
Then he couldn't say it was by mistake. Again, if two Edom tell you not to do something, the Kabbal, whether or not, the bottom line is, he was amazing. That's the Rabbanishon's Cheshbon, it's not our Cheshbon.
Two Edom warned him about Salem, and he disregards it because he disagrees. He objectively thinks it's not that. He thinks he knows where this meat, what this meat is. He disregards their Hasra because he says, I look at this. This is not whatever it is, whether it's a carbon, he disagrees with what intent that he is about to assume. The Shoshin is that he's been waiting. And he turns out to be wrong, I'm not wrong.
I don't know, I'm not sure. See, I know the following thing is true. One aide comes in and says to a guy, not worth it. Hi, be careful, this is Chalev. Then he goes 20 minutes later, and he eats it, and two Edom say, don't eat it, it's Chalev. Before he eats it. And he says, I don't care. We give him Malkus. Now, even though we can argue, we only knew that it was Chayla based on one witness, you're punishing him because of one witness. Because the two other Edom didn't know it was Chayla. They just accepted the testimony of witness number one, who said this is Chayla. One aide comes in and says, this is a piece of Chayla. He informs everybody, Rabbi Sai, be careful, this is Chayla. And he leaves. Somebody comes in, goes to eat it, and two Edom say, it's Chalev. And he says, I don't care. And he eats it. Right? So we give him Malkus. Even though...
Everyone holds that.
Even though the fact that it was Chalev was one aid, and one aid is not believed to give a guy Malkus. But the fact is, the one aid established facts on the ground. He is believed to say this is Chalev. We believe in Aid Echad to say something is trace. And therefore, once that's established, he did an Isra based on two Edom. So I don't know if that's similar to your case or not.
Well, if somebody's going to do something anyways, it's Mutav Yei Shegi, then you need to feed it.
See, I don't know. This is what I don't know. Does a person have a right to reject two Adam's testimony because of an erroneous belief? Is that within his purview to be called a shaking? Or once two Adam told you something, you cannot reject it. Your rejection is an act of mazen. I'm not sure. That's why I said I'm not 100% sure. Yes, Baruch Hashem.
No, but if there's a havamina that the guy's not going to listen to these Edom, mutafihi shegim, then you mazidim. Don't say anything to him.
Now, there's no halacha mutafihi shegim about anything that's before us in the Torah. Mutafihi shegim is only on things that are not explicit in the Torah. Eating chayla was explicit in the Torah. There is no halacha mutafihi shegim not to tell a guy that it's chayla.
Even if you know he's going to eat it anyway?
If you know he's going to eat it anyway. Yeah, absolutely. The halacha motivation of shaking him is brought on things that are not mefurish in the Torah. But since they're not explicit, we say the guy might if he doesn't listen, he's better off. But if it's explicit in the Torah, we don't say motivation of shaking. It's a gemara.
Do you have to tell people
in the Mechal Shabbos or not? No, because they're not. It's a different story. That's because they're uneducated. They don't know. And therefore, there's no reason to assume that they will listen to you of any shaykh. Who are you to tell them that?
You know some fresh in the Torah in that case. Because you're not going to be makabalot.
They're not going to be makabalot for based on a fact that they have no reason to be makabalot. To them, you're coming from bars. Back to the Gemara.
Yeah, but
can we, like... the problem is I'm getting sidetracked and I'm not getting to the end of the Gemara. I just want to finish at least the part of the Gemara that goes like this. So again, the Gemara started off saying that we see one aid is believed because if he comes in and tells the guy eat chaylev and the guy keeps quiet, he brings the carb. The Gemara responded, it might be because of his admission. And the Gemara proves that now. Because why? Because we have a machloikus when two people tell a person that he ate chaylev and he denies it. Does he bring a carb or not? Right? That's the end of that Brisa or Mishnah that said that one person is believed. So Reisha, my time to come a Chayvi Rabbanah. So if the two people, they say, you don't bring a carbon if he says he didn't eat it. So by the Reisha, when he keeps quiet, why do they even tell him to bring a carbon? Is it because of the belief of one witness? But Treba Alma, the Avagav, the Kamakashle, Unu Mehemni, two witnesses are more believed than one witness. Two witnesses are always believed even against the denial. So why in the world, we don't trust two witnesses to make him bring a carbon, right? But when one witness comes in, we would trust him to make him bring a carbon? Two witnesses against the denial is at least as good, if not better, than one witness without a denial. And yet we say by two witnesses, with a denial, you don't bring a carbon. And by one witness, you do bring a carbon without a denial. It can't be because of the power of the witness. Because if you're talking about power of witness, two witnesses are more powerful. Elalam should the ishtik. The only answer is, because in case one, he kept quiet, ushtika kaido adamya. It's not the power of the witness. It's the power of the admission. If you're looking at power of witnesses, two witnesses against a denial are more powerful than one witness without a denial. Two witnesses are believed in anything. We kill people on witnesses. Yet, over here, Rabbanan said, if he denies the two witnesses, we don't make him bring a carbon. Even though he's denying them. And we never trust a person against two witnesses. Here we do. So when one witness comes in and says something, he's more powerful than two? So why in the first case do we say bring a carbon? The answer is because he kept quiet. He admitted it. He's not bringing it because of the witness. He's bringing it because of his admission. So from this case, you see nothing about the power of one witness. You see about the power of admission. That's all you see from this case. Because the proof is, two witnesses against the denial is more powerful than one witness under any circumstance. And yet, by carbon, it doesn't work. Rashi. Umayim yirtzeloy memezeriz. Yerzenem alifter atzim in mikarbon. They ain't aid the matzul akisha. They keep hard. They can't argue. Zokachim amen nami loyachalti nema. This machlokes is only here. The Rabbanan said two against the denial, no carbon. So my time of mehem chayv by Rabbanan kiyistik. So why in the first case did they say yachayev? Inema elohadam nu Rabbanan leidecha beishes svaruhu. We're going to go on to the next case. So at this point, there's no source for one witness. We have a source that a witness says, Achal techelev, and you keep quiet, you have to bring a carbon. That's because of the power of admission, not because of the power of the witness. Proof being, because if two witnesses came in, which are much more powerful, and usually when you deny witness, we throw you out. Here we accept your denial against witnesses. So obviously, when it comes to carbon, don't tell me power of witnesses. Must be its admission. Therefore, there's no source that anywhere that we trust an eid echad. So we're back to the question. Where do we know that we trust one eid? Yes, Mike, you had a question.
This is a general question. I don't do this exactly. A man comes and says, I saw your husband was killed.
Yes.
Another man says, I saw your husband live.
That's my question. Tomorrow you're going to get to that. Eid echad, no, yeah. Fact coming up. I would have said this week, but I think it's going to be next week. Dr. Gemara.
Maybe
we
ask
what?
Maybe. Let's try it.
I think at the original meeting when we started this year, there was somebody at the meeting that said there should be no questions. He was a Kayan. And he I think you were the one that said there should be no questions, I think.
No, except mine.
What? Except yours, I Dr. Gemara. Alice Savari. The source that we believe in Eid Echad is logic. You have a piece, you don't know whether it's Chaylev or Shuman. Now Rashi learns that society, logic, tells me that we rely on one witness when it comes to Isser. You walk into somebody's house, it tells me this is kosher. If I can't rely on Eid Echad, how do I eat in this house? How do I eat in my own house? My wife serves me. How do I know that she bought the chicken that had a hechsher? Maybe she bought Purdue. How do I know? The answer is, I trust her. She's one witness, at best. She's one witness. Right? You go eat at a chasana. The mashgiach says it's kosher. He's one witness. How do you rely on him? So the Gemara is obvious from life that we rely on one witness. You can't live without relying on one witness. And therefore, life says one witness is believed. When it comes to a matter of Isser, not money, one witness is believed. I eat at home. I eat at your house. How can I eat at your house? You're telling me it's kosher. You're one witness. How do I know it's true? The answer is, life tells me one witness is believed. That's what life says.
I mean,
You're a witness. When you serve me and you say it's kosher, you're a witness.
I may not know that someone has not just come along before me and brought pork matter.
Now, you don't have to worry about what you don't know. But here it is. No. But here it's different. There are chickens in the supermarket that are definitely trays.
I'm in a kosher supermarket.
Again, people go shopping where there are many products. It's a fact. People have meat from all different... The stores have meat. You're right. If you buy in a store that only has kosher products, how do I know you bought there? How do I know you bought there?
There are things that need a hatcher and only you or whatever, and those that you say so.
But okay, back to the point. Anything that needs a hatcher, what are you relying on?
A lot of times we're relying on just what do we call it, rolls or whatever. We know that generally... But
if it needs a hatcher...
I like the example.
Let's go to the things that need a hatcher.
Well, that could possibly in the production.
Here, I go to your house in the olden days. You shechted your own animal. And you salted it and got it all ready. And you invite me over for supper. And I say to myself, how do I know he shechted it correctly? How do I know he salted it? How do I know that he did the right thing with it? The answer is, because you're serving it to me. That means you're telling me everything was done correctly, and I rely on you. That's life. There's no other way to do things.
You're calling that an aid.
It's not an aid in Bezen, but it's an aid in reality. Now, the Gemara here says it's a Svara. The Gemara elsewhere, in Yerushalmi, brings a source. A woman is believed to say that she counted 7 days of... Needless that she counted her 7 days. Nobody knows. The Torah says the Sofra law, she counts for herself. So some use that as a source that when it comes to Isser, you rely on a person to say he did it right. The husband's relying on his wife that she counted the 7 days. How does he know?
When a child is born, is the wife testifying that the child is the husband?
That's right. There's no rive on kosher. When you shecht an animal and I come to eat at your house, what's the rive?
I'm trying to use an example of food that's not produced.
Yeah, but we're bringing the rive from the fact that I'm alive. I live relying on people's production. You're right. You're telling me I don't need an egg for peach or for an orange. But I do need an egg for meat. Somebody shechted this.
Our examples in life, we don't need aid for meat. Meat is a very required, halakhically appropriate check.
A lot of other things. If you lived in Eretz Yisrael, trumas and maizos have to be taken. All these things that rely on somebody telling me it was done. Dr. Ashi, Elohadam nur avana leinecha b'isha svarahu. As long as he's not accused of lying. Nobody can eat at his friend's house. They can't rely on his wife. Hold a second. You cannot compare the case of an Einecha telling a woman her husband died to a case of your wife telling you she bought Empire chicken. By the way, they paid for this advertisement. By the case of the serving, you have no reason to believe that it's no good. This lady is an Eishes Ish. You got to change your status. When I go eat meat in your house, there's no reason for me to say that this meat was trafe. You didn't have to take something trafe and make it kosher. There was no Isser here. When I tell a woman that she's free to marry, I'm changing her status. Who says 1-8 can change statuses? Number one. Number two, it's Ein Davar Sheb'Erva Pachas Mishnayim. We're talking about Davar Sheb'Erva. Permitting a woman to get married is not just a regular thing. It's going into involved in marital things. We have a rule, marriage and divorce need two witnesses. So you can't compare eating meat in somebody's house to permitting a woman to get married for two reasons.
Rove meat is not kosher.
No, there's no Roiv behemoths are not treif. But that doesn't mean the shechita was done appropriately.
Roiv behemoths are not kosher.
Roiv behemoths are kosher in the Gemara.
Not kosher.
The Gemara says Roiv behemoths kosher.
Roiv animals at the end of the day
are
kosher.
I don't know. I don't know today. I know the Gemara says that most of them are kosher. So what am I supposed to do? You better hope that it's kosher because we don't check 18 treifas. We check one thing in the animal. We were talking about before in chapter. There's only one. There's 18 things, or really 24 things, that make an animal treif. When they do the shechita, when you buy meat, they check one, possibly two of the 24. They check the lungs. They don't check the brain. They don't check the heart. They don't check any other part. Why? Because right behavior is kasherisim. The only reason we check the lungs is because Rishayim said that lungs are shchiach. That's where the treifas happen frequently, so that's what you should check. If not, you would never eat meat. There's 24 things to check. Nobody ever checks 24 things. The Gemara on Chulin says it's because we rely on rice.
Is that a reason maybe
it'd be a vegetarian? No. The Torah said you can rely on rice. You from it in the Torah?
So
this is a big shaila in Achrayim, whether you have a right to be machmer and not rely on right. Not in Paiskim, that's different. Because that's in determining halacha. Here, it's a... Let me try to say this. Bethan Paskin something, and there's somebody that disagrees... The Zakim Mamre, he gets killed for going around paskening not like Ben. You have to be very careful. It's right. The Sanhedrin voted 36 to 34 to something is mutter. And this person goes around and he tells people it's Aser and he paskens it's Aser. The whole section of Sanhedrin called Zakim Mamre. Undermining the validity of the Torah. There's no Bethan today. That's why we get away with being Machmer. Anyway, back to the Gemara. What would you have a piece that you know is chaylev? Everybody assumes that this piece is chaylev. And a guy walks in and says it's shuman. We wouldn't believe him. He's going against the established fact. The way name? Rashi? Dr. Rashi, lo yischazik yisura bahi chaticha. Holy dam yakushi. This is the question. And for the Gemara midami. Again. It's not comparable to the case when you know it's chaylev too, because hacha kibin ziyasi trei bei betrei mehemni. Sorry, hasan afilu asi bei meyale mehemni. If you know something is chaylev and 100 people come in and say it's not chaylev, they can't change the fact. You know it's chaylev. Hacha kibin ziyasi bei trei mehemni chazami lehemni. Here it's different. If two people would come and say this woman's husband died, we would accept them. So maybe one is acceptable. Don't view it as you know it's usher. You don't know she's an HSH now. You knew she was an HSH. In the case of Chaylev, you know it's Chaylev. You can't compare the two. Midi dehavi atevel hegdish rekonamas. And now the Gemara brings three proofs that an aid is believed. Tevel, which means separating truma. Hegdish, we'll see what that case is. And kainamais is nadarim. Now, let's see what the cases are. Frek the Gemara, hai tevel hechidami. What are you proving from Tevel? Easy day, the guy walks in and says, Tevel, by the way, is usher. Every Tevel is usher. We know it's like Yischazik Isura. There is an Isser here. This grain is usher. You need an action to take off the Isser, separating Trumas and Maitres. So that's changing a status. The status is the grain is usher, and somebody is coming along and changing that status. And if you walk in and you tell your friend, I took off the Truma and Meiser, you're believed. You're one aid, and you're going against an established fact. The established fact said that this was usher. And you're telling me you changed that established fact, and we trust you. That's Mishum de Beyad de Lisachnai. That's because anything that you could do, we trust you even against established fact. Anytime you have the ability to change it, we trust you that you did. But over here by the woman, you didn't kill her husband. You don't have the ability to change that. You're testifying that it changed. But you're not claiming that you killed her husband. You're not claiming that you killed her husband. You're claiming that the husband's dead. Here you're claiming, I separated Truma Samaitis. Of course you believe. Because you have the ability to do it. Ella the Achar, Teretz is, I'm testifying that somebody else separated on his grain, not my grain. So there it's not under my control, right? I come in and I say, Avram Cohn's grain is not Tevel. I don't have the right to separate on Avram Cohn's grain. If you hold that I could separate from Avram Cohn's grain without his permission, the mission to be other than Sakhnai. So I had the ability to separate it. And if I come in and I say, I know he did it, he go from Minolan. What's the source for that? Maybe Yerukonami. Maybe if I come in and I say, Avram did it, who says you can trust me? I'm an Ein Echad. Who says I'm believed to change the status of the grain? If I say I did it, I had the ability to do it. But if I say he did it, why am I believed? Who says? Where's the source? Where's the source? Rashi, Midiyave Atevel Hegdish Economus, the Avagav the Ischazik Yisura Samchin and Alei. Even though the issue was established, we rely on him. Back to the Gemara. So therefore, Tevel is not a proof. Because we don't know that you believed in somebody else. We don't really know that. Now, at the end of the day, the halacha is you are believed in somebody else. I don't want to change things. Every heksher is saying, I know it was taken care of, not that I did it. It's not mine, not necessarily could I have taken care of it. What?
What kind of argument?
Again, the Gemara just says, we don't know that's true at this point.
He's saying he knows he trusts the other party, or that he saw him make it.
He's saying that either way.
Not the same thing.
But either way, it's going against an established fact.
That it was Tevel.
No.
If he saw him take it.
Again, it's the why am I believed? I say I saw somebody take it.
What's the difference if I did it myself?
Ability to do it yourself gives you belief that you can change statuses. Because we believed you because you could have done it.
It's not the fact that I did it or not.
Well, once you say you did it, we believe you that you did it. But what gives you the right is because you could have done it.
The fact that I saw him do it.
That doesn't mean there's one thing to believe a guy that he did something that he could have done.
I understand what you're saying, but in other words, you're not a witness of somebody actually doing it. You can't have an Eid Echad that someone...
Again, halachically we rely. You ask me halachah l'maisa, we rely on a witness, yes.
The Gemara
is saying at this point you have no proof that it works. You're saying the fact that we believe one witness. Where's your source? We answered because I eat in your house. But I eat in your house because you could have done it. So that doesn't prove anything. That's all the Gemara is saying. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.